hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Good afternoon, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Aiden Wood, here with another episode of the Soulful Ballads of Burnt Norton, every Monday from 3 to 4. You're about to be in for a fantastic little afternoon filled with little soulful delights, throwing in a little jazz, some blue-eyed soul, just to rile it up a little bit. Right now, it is a wonderful 72 degrees in Easton, Pennsylvania. Just a great temperature for that late afternoon into evening. Sun is still poking through the clouds a little bit. Let's hope it brightens up. Unfortunately, I think the rest of the week will be a little thunderstormy. So make sure to enjoy this afternoon while you can and enjoy it with these very soulful ballads. Next up, we have a little more exciting tune. It's going to be Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Now, when you hear the song titled Joy to the World, you're definitely going to be thinking of the classic Joy to the World, the classic Christmas song. However, this is very different from that. And if you've not already heard this, then you will be soon grooving in your seats. Enjoy.
Oh!
That was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. Fantastic song. Now we're going to move on to some classic soul, a little Otis Redding. That is Try a Little Tenderness. Now, Otis Redding, this was one of Otis Redding's signature songs, obviously, anyone familiar with him. But he did not actually originally want to record this. In fact, he was so wowed by Sam Cooke's version that he just didn't think he could do any better. And even when he finally caved into the pressure of his friends and producers and recorded it, he purposefully put this kind of pleading vocal on there that just he thought would never get released as a single. And yet it was released, and now it's one of his biggest songs. Absolutely fantastic. Here it is, Try a Little Tenderness by Otis Redding.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
That was Try a Little Tenderness by the ageless Otis Redding. Now we're going to move on to a little Arthur Conley with Sweet Soul Music. So Sweet Soul Music is a great soul song to play because it references a bunch of other soul songs in it. Mustang Sally, a song I play frequently, among others. And it's really just, it's kind of this meta soul rhythm that is obviously performed by this fantastic artist as well, and that's Arthur Conley. Arthur Conley doing Sweet Soul Music. Here it is, enjoy.
Dancing with
That was a little sweet soul music from Arthur Conley. Now we're going to move on to a classic Marvin Gaye song, except this time it's not going to be performed by Marvin Gaye. It's performed by an a cappella group called Take Six. Now, Take Six are not very well known, and I personally am not particularly familiar with their music, but somehow I stumbled upon their rendition of What's Going On, and it just blew me away the first time I heard it, and has continued to do so in subsequent listens. They are also joined by the vocalist Brian McKnight on their standard album. It's really a fantastic song, great to listen to in the car when you're just chilling. Just really gets you jazzed up, I suppose. And here it is, What's Going On, covered by Take Six and Brian McKnight.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brother, brother, there are far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way, oh, to bring some loving in a day. Oh, and Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines, picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on and talk to me, so you can see.
Wow, that just blew me away. That was incredible. What's Going On by Take Six. Seriously, that song, every time I listen to it, just fantastic. Now we're going to move on to a little girl group, and that is, I should say a woman group, because they are the Supremes. This trio of singers is fantastic. Here they are with Baby Love. This is the Supremes. Ooh, Baby Love. That was Baby Love by The Supremes. Now, before we go on to our next song, I'm going to read a brief PSA. This is called Your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Moving on, we're going to hit you with a little Pride and Joy from Marvin Gaye. And now, when you hear the words Pride and Joy in the context of music, you might think of Jimi Hendrix covering Pride and Joy, or Stevie Ray Vaughan covering Pride and Joy. This is different. This is Marvin Gaye singing Pride and Joy live, a completely different song, backed up by the classic Marvin, Martha and the Vandellas, as background singer. So it's really a fantastic song. It's a bit new to me as well, so I am always excited to hear a song that I've not heard very much that is good. Here it is, Pride and Joy, live from Marvin Gaye, live at the Copa. Here it is.
Sweeter than honey, I work 7 days a week, give you all my money, that's why cause you're my pride and joy. Yes, y'all. Oh, baby. Everything's all right. Said I believe I'm your baby boy. And I hope that you're my pride and joy. And I love you cause you're my pride and joy. Woo, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody has a pride and joy. Everybody. As I look around the club, I can see several pride and joys. Pride and joy sitting over there. I see your pride and joys over there. Everybody has a pride and joy. Pride and joy sitting right there. Wonderful. How you pride and joys in the balcony? Everybody has a pride and joy. Uh-huh. Pride and joy sitting right here. Got to be pride and joys. Yeah, baby. If you don't believe everybody has a pride and joy, ladies and gentlemen, I'll prove it to you. Before I do that, there's a man with two pride and joys. Everybody has a pride and joy. Yeah, yeah. Now, see this couple sitting right over here? Pride and joys. How are you, sir? Nice to meet you. Pride and joys, folks. How are you? Wonderful. Is he your baby boy? Yes, yes, yes. And she's your pride and joy. Could be. Now wait a minute, you gotta get that together. She is your pride and joy before I go any further. Yes, he said, yeah. We're about a thing. I do it all the time. Put your arm around. That's right. Pull up. That's right. That's right. Give him some sugar. No, no, that'll never do. That will never do. Give him some good sugar, baby. Smack dab in the middle where it counts. Move it on. Well, that's fine. Give him a great big round of applause right here, folks. Wonderful. Pride and joy. Wonderful. Hey, baby. I'm your baby boy. You want any trouble? Do you want any trouble back there? Rather I don't come back there messing around. Is it okay? Is that your pride and joy sitting there? Oh, fine. You know, sometimes you run into guys with their private joys, you know, you don't want any trouble. Nice to see you, folks. No, 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 no. Now, folks, I want you all to clap your hands with me right here on this beat. Everybody. I see you, brother. Pride and joy.
Wow, that was quite something right there. Pride and Joy, live from Marvin Gaye. It's always super cool to hear the live version of songs, some bands. I know a friend of mine only listens to the live versions of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He just doesn't like any of their recorded things, but is a huge fan when they're just doing it off the cuff. So that's pretty cool. Next we have a little number by actually the brother of David Ruffin, Jimmy Ruffin. I did not honestly connect the fact that they were brothers until now. I mean, I'd always heard of Jimmy Ruffin, and David Ruffin is, of course, was the frontman for the Temptations from like 1965 to 1975, before breaking off and doing his own thing for a while, a bit with Eddie Kendricks, another singer for the Temptations. But I did not realize they were brothers. Jimmy Ruffin heard this song. It was being composed by some people in Motown. He heard of it. It was being composed for the Detroits, I believe, but he was like, no. I have to sing this song. And he did sing this song, and he killed it. So they let him do it, and this is what came out. This is What Becomes of the Brokenhearted by Jimmy Ruffin. That was What Becomes of the Brokenhearted by the legendary Jimmy Ruffin, brother of David Ruffin, frontman for the Temptations. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Now, before we continue the music, I'm going to read a short PSA about strokes called FAST. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke, fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Now, we're at the midway point, approximately, of the show. So I think we'll hit the radio with a little Temptations. I mean, after listening to the brother of David Ruffin go off, I think it's fair to give David Ruffin himself time to go off as well. Although this song that I'm going to play does not actually feature David Ruffin as the front person. I believe it's Eddie Kendricks who sings the lead part on this one. Now, it's important to know about the Temptations that they've gone through many different stages. There was the initial stage, which is my favorite and probably most people's favorites, where they released songs such as My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg,
the song I'm about to play, and many others. And then eventually David Ruffin, who had that incredible voice on Ain't Too Proud to Beg and My Girl, left the band, as did Eddie Kendricks later on, and then they ended up reforming with some good members, and they released some good songs, but it was nothing just as groundbreaking as the first few in the late to middle late 60s into early 70s. And they are still a group today, the Temptations. I believe they have only one of their original members still in the group, so I would not really recommend listening to them. I recommend listening to songs like these, such as The Way You Do the Things You Do by the Temptations. Here it is, the Temptations. That was The Way You Do the Things You Do by The Temptations. The best iteration of The Temptations, of course. Now we're going to move on to a little James Brown, Get Up Off of That Thing, but the live version. I've not played either version yet on my show, and we're going to start off with the live version. Now, if you think of James Brown, you should probably think of images of him sliding on stage on his knees, just grasping the microphone, crooning into that microphone, just spilling his soul directly into that microphone, out the speakers, and into the hearts and minds of the audience. And that is the mental picture you should have when you're listening to this song live. Get Up Off of That Thing, James Brown.
Good back then.
Oh, baby, that was Get Up Off of That Thing by James Brown live. Now, it is fantastic just to imagine myself in that audience at that moment in the 60s. I really wish that I had experienced that time. Just the music clubs and the energy and just that wild, wild passion that artists like James Brown would bring to the table. We're going to slow it down a little. It's really, the sun is gone at this point, so I think we have to bring our own sun out, and that sun is Nat King Cole with Smile. This is definitely a slower song, so I think I recommend just kind of thinking pensively and staring off into the distance on this one. It's Smile by Nat King Cole.
Smile. Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Wow, just simply a haunting melody, absolutely beautiful. That was Smile by Nat King Cole. Before we move on to some other songs, I want to read a final brief PSA. Take Back the Night, a national event that has its roots starting from marches from the 1970s, is finally coming back to Lafayette. The event is to raise awareness and support for victims of gender violence such as sexual assault. The event will start off with a 5K run walk that people should register for, and we'll also have keynote speaker Gordon Braxton and a candlelight vigil. Also check out in or participate in the various art projects that will be around campus leading up to the event, which will be on October 26th. Registration and check-in will start at 5 p.m. at Williams. Yeah, definitely check that out. I remember hearing about that event during orientation, and it sounded like a super cool, well-organized event to help support victims of sexual violence. Before I continue the music as well, I just want to give another shout out to my friend Sasha, who has joined me in the studio here today. Her program is on 6 to 7 Thursdays. Last week she did this absolutely outstanding Radiohead special. If you're even at all interested in Radiohead, or you love Radiohead and want to learn more about it, then you should definitely go back and listen to that again. And if you want to hear even more great music, then you should tune into her show this week. That is 6 to 7 every Thursday. The show is called Spinning Plates. Now, we only have a few more songs, and I want to highlight this song, another song by Marvin Gaye, which is Fly Me to the Moon. Now, this was an unreleased song. It was not released in 1965. It only came up later on, but it's just, it's very simple. There's very little instrumental. It's just Marvin Gaye's beautiful tones floating over the speakers. And it is one of my favorite songs. Just Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra. And then, of course, Marvin Gaye is not going to ruin that. So here it is, Fly Me to the Moon by Marvin Gaye.
And adore.
Wow, what a piece of music. That was Fly Me to the Moon by Marvin Gaye. I really don't know which one I like better, his or Frank Sinatra's version. They're both so fantastic in different ways. They just kind of inspire different moods. So I suppose on this cloudy afternoon, this one's a bit better. But maybe if it was sunny and I was going to the beach, Fly Me to the Moon might be better. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next song, which is probably my favorite version of a very played song, which is Hard to Handle. This one is by The Commitments. I always end up playing a Commitments song on the radio, just one per show. Have to limit myself, otherwise I will run out. But this is Hard to Handle by The Commitments. Some other bands did that as well. Obviously, Otis Redding premiered it and did a great job on it. And then The Black Crowes, which is a rock band of sorts, did another fantastic version of Hard to Handle. These are probably like my top three versions of Hard to Handle. And Commitments is definitely either one or two. So here it is. Enjoy. This is the penultimate song, by the way. It's been great to have you guys here this afternoon. And I will be right back after this song for the final messages. Here it is, Hard to Handle by The Commitments.
Light your candle, 'cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Yes, I am. Hey, yeah. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man with great experience.
Oh, yeah.
I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him.
Yes,
take my hand, don't be afraid. I wanna prove every word I say. I'm every time in love for free, so won't you place your hand on me? Boys will come and down by. Let me light your candle, 'cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Yes, I am. Light your candle, 'cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Yes, I am. Oh, come on, sing it to me one time.
Wow, that was Hard to Handle by The Commitments. And to close it out, we're going to have another Three Dog Night song, and that is A Change Is Gonna Come. Again, Change Is Gonna Come is a fantastic song covered by many different people, and I'm kind of just cycling through all of the recordings that I like. So far we've done, of course, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin. Now we're going to go with Three Dog Night. Perhaps next week we'll do the Righteous Brothers. It's been a pleasure. This has been Burt Norton, hosted by Aiden Wood. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening. Here it is, A Change Is Gonna Come, Three Dog Night.
Running ever since, it's been too long time a coming, but I know the change is gonna come. It's been too hard living.
turn me down.